Hello all, and welcome to another edition of Everyday Black History. Now today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting a man straight from the motherland of Africa, from the country of Nigeria. His name is Aliko Dangote, and he's a Nigerian businessman, investor, and owner of the Dangote Group, which has interest in commodities in Nigeria and other African countries. And as of March 2018, he is estimated in Forbes with a net worth of over $14 billion, making him the richest man on the continent of Africa and even the richest man of African descent worldwide. So that alone is a huge contribution to Black history. But just to give a little background information on him, Aliko Dangote was born in Kano State on April 10, 1957 to a wealthy family. It is said that his great-grandfather was the richest African at the time of his death in 1955, so he already came from a wealthy family. And he was educated in the University of Cairo, receiving his bachelor's degree in business studies and administration. Now, with the help of some family members, he took a small investment and started the Dangote Group as a small trading firm in 1977, and turned it into a conglomerate. It's a conglomerate today, with many of its operations in Ghana, Nigeria, Togo, and Benin. Dangote has expanded to cover food processing, cement manufacturing, and freight. His company also dominates the sugar market in Nigeria and is a major supplier to the country's soft drink companies, breweries, and confectioners. The Dangote Group has moved from being a trading company to be the largest industrial group in Nigeria, including Dangote Sugar Refinery, Dangote Cement, and Dangote Flour. And Aliko Dangote is big on investing in the continent of Africa, and especially Nigeria, the country of Nigeria where he's from. In July 2012, his company approached the Nigerian port authorities to lease an abandoned piece of land at the Apapa port, which was approved. And he later built his facilities for his flour company there. Before that, in the 1990s, he approached the Central Bank of Nigeria with the idea that it would be cheaper for the bank to allow his transport company to manage their fleet of staff buses, a proposal that was also approved. He invested a lot, as mentioned, into Nigeria's infrastructure. In Nigeria today, the Dangote Group has a dominance in the sugar market and refinery business, and his refinery businesses is the main supplier to the country's soft drink companies, breweries, and confectioners, as we mentioned just a little while ago. His company is responsible for 70% of the market. It is the largest refinery in Africa and the third largest in the world, producing 800,000 tons of sugar annually. The Dangote Group also owns salt factories and flour mills, and is a major importer of things, commodities such as rice, fish, pasta, cement, and fertilizer. The company also exports cotton, cashew nuts, cocoa, sesame seeds, and ginger to several other countries. They also have major investments in real estate, banking, transport, textiles, oil, and gas. And the company employs more than 11,000 people and is the largest industrial conglomerate in West Africa. He also diversified his company into telecommunications and has started building 14,000 kilometers of fiber optic cables to supply the whole of Nigeria. As a result, he was honored in 2009 as a leading provider of employment in the Nigerian construction industry. So we can see just from all of this that he's done a lot for his country. He's done a lot for the continent of Africa in enriching it, bringing all these commodities there, employing many people on the continent, creating jobs, and as we mentioned, investing heavily into the continent to make it bigger and better. Even providing telecommunications, fiber optic cables, which means internet, you know, and a better phone service and things of the like. So there are many other things about his story, about his history that you can look up on your own time. His story is very interesting on how he got started, how he built his business over the last 41 years to being the richest, you know, African in the world with a net worth of over $14 billion. So, Eligo Dangote, we salute you and we thank you for your contribution to Black history, as you will continue to contribute to Black history with your business prowess. So, that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. As mentioned, check out the YouTube channel, Everyday Black History. Please subscribe and show some love and continue support. And as I mentioned before, you know, on Anchor now, you can support the podcast. So if you want to, you know, help out there, that's always welcome. Support this podcast. And, yeah, that's it. We'll be coming at you soon with more Black history. So stay tuned.